what's another name for white people? Do you know any insulting names for whites? Peckerwood is one. You said you didn't know that. Anything blacks might call whites?
Honky, I guess.
How about a child that's born of a mixed marriage, one parent's black and the other's white?
I don't have just one word for that.
Do you have a term for a very light-skinned black person? Or somebody who's just a fourth black or an eighth black? Or any mixture? Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call the man that you work for?
My boss. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call white people that are not well off and they don't try to better themselves? And they're not well educated?
Poor white people.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term, whether you use it yourself, trash, poor white trash?
Yeah, I've heard it, though.
How would you say it?
Poor white trash. Okay.
And what would you call people that come from way out in the country?
Hillbillies, country hicks.
Yeah, good. Did you ever hear Hoosier?
No.
All right. That's mostly in Tennessee, I think, that they use that. If it were not quite midnight yet, you would say it's not quite, but it's...
almost. Mm-hmm.
And if you went outside and it was slippery, you'd say, I didn't quite fall, but I...
I slipped.
And I blank fell.
Almost fell. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was waiting for you to get ready, I might say, will you be ready soon? And you say, I'll be with you in...
just a minute.
Mm-hmm. And if you were on the right road, you knew that, but you didn't know the distance, you would ask somebody, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to point out something to someone, you would say...
it's that way.
If you wanted to get his attention, you'd say... you wanted to turn in that direction, tell him...
Left, right, I don't know.
Okay, won't worry about that. If you wanted to know how many times something happened, you would say how...
how many times?
Word starting with an O, how...
how off.
Mm-hmm. And if you were agreeing with a friend who says, I'm not going to vote for Anderson, you might say, me...
me either.
All right. Mm-hmm. And this is parts of the body. This part of your body is...
forehead.
And a man might grow a...
beard.
And this stuff is your...
hair.
And this thing would be your...
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is your...
right ear.
Okay. And if somebody's mumbling, you say, take the chewing gum out of your...
mouth.
And you wear a tie around your...
neck.
And you might get something stuck in your...
throat.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you?
I've heard it, but... I don't really know what it means.
Okay. Then the dentist would look at your...
teeth.
And he puts a filling in one...
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth is...
gums.
And this part of your hand is the...
the palms.
All right. Mm-hmm. He got mad and doubled up his...
fist.
And he shook his...
fist.
And you have one...
hand.
And two...
hands.
And one...
foot.
Or two...
feet.
And this whole thing is your...
leg.
And the front part that hurts if you get kicked in it...
the shin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the upper part of your body of a man is his... the waist up.
Chest. Oh,
chest is fine. And then he has broad...
shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And what have I left out? Oh, what I've left out is any place where you bend, your elbow or your wrist or your knee is a...
a joint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then if you get down like this, you say, I'm getting down on my...
knees. Oh.
Well, you're not on your knees, though.
Well,
your rear end, what would you call that?
Fanny.
Okay. Okay. And if you get down like that, what do you say you're doing?
Stooping down.
Would you ever call that your haunches or your hunkers?
No.
Would you ever say hunker down?
No.
Okay. Then if somebody had been sick, he's a little better now, but you say he still looks kind of...